Serbia and Kosovo say they are close to a deal to end the ethnic partition of the former Serbian province, a key condition for European Union membership. Regional correspondent Stefan Bass reports.
It has been a bumpy Balkan road towards normalizing ties between Serbia and its former province Kosovo. At the heart of EU-mediated talks is the status of Kosovo's Serb-dominated north, where the central government has very little presence. In a significant U-turn, Serbia offered to recognize the authority of Kosovo's government over the north in exchange for autonomy for Serbs living there. The two sides were at odds, however, over the powers Serb institutions in the north would have. But Serbian President Tomislav Nikolic now says they are, in his words, never closer to settling their differences. Kosovo's Prime Minister Hashim Thaci told reporters earlier they were at what he called the beginning of the end in reaching an accord to normalize relations between Kosovo and Serbia. The two men spoke after separate talks with EU foreign policy chief Catherine Ashton in Belgrade and Pristina. Ashton said she believes the agreement could be reached on Wednesday.
I pay great respect to the two prime ministers, Prime Minister Thaci, Prime Minister Dacic, for being willing to come and sit together. They've met six times. They will meet on Wednesday. You're right, I've been to Pristina and to Belgrade. I think it is possible for them to reach an agreement. Whether they will or not will depend on whether we can find a way through some of the difficult problems they have. But I've met with members of the government, and in Pristina I met with the opposition parties. And there is, I think, a genuine willingness to achieve this, and I'll do my very best to see if we can.
Progress on the issue will decide whether the EU opens accession talks with Serbia in June, a process that would drive reform and potentially lure investors to the biggest economy in what was Yugoslavia. Majority ethnic Albanian Kosovo declared independence from Serbia in 2008. That move came almost a decade after NATO military alliance bombs forced Serb forces to end their crackdown on independence-seeking ethnic Albanians. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.